David Bowie has big links to Tolworth. I think if you either listen to Radio Jackie, know about the Community Brain, live in Tolworth, live in Kingston, probably know. But for those who maybe aren't aware, what were David Bowie's links to Tolworth?
So there's a fascinating story about the Toby Jug pub that used to be sited on the Tolworth roundabout. This was a pub that in the 60s and the 70s and early 80s made itself a home for music. And during that period of time, Led Zeppelin played there, Fleetwood Mac played there, Yes played there. But on the 10th of February in 1972, one man took to that stage and changed music, fashion, sexuality and design in an evening. The very first performance of Ziggy Stardust and the Spiders from Mars took place in a pub in Tolworth. And we think that's really worth celebrating.
And do we know why Tolworth?
Yeah, I mean, we know because the agent who was booking the tour has sort of written a little bit about it. And it wasn't a deliberate, you know, let's start at Tolworth and conquer the world. It was Tolworth was available and let's do it. And it was recognised as one of those outer London pubs that was host to a music scene. I think it's fascinating because all the sort of reporting of that evening says there were about 90 people in that gig, of which I suspect there were probably 20 standing near the stage saying, wow, this is the future. And probably 20 standing at the back going, well, this is never going to take off. And then a group in the middle, undecided. But I think now you could probably find 1,000 people who are at that gig because it's taken on that reputation of such an important moment in music history.
When the Toby Jug was knocked down, did it not come up to the table that that's such an important piece of history?
I think there was a real problem. I think that music venues are closing all the time and being lost. And I don't think that that sort of ephemeral heritage is valued very much. And that's a real shame, I think. You know, it's a real challenge. One of the things that we're very interested in is where are the new music venues and opportunities? You know, in our eyes, there will be Bowies, inverted commas, out there now. But where are they going to practice? Where are they going to play? You know, if we remove that ecosystem of resource, where is the opportunity? Yeah, when Led Zeppelin played there, they weren't at the top of the game. They were a band learning their art. Then they go and they film stadiums around the world. You know, it's going to be a tragedy if the only thing we see in the future are manufactured bands from a TV series, not those bands that have actually learned, crafted their writing, composition, performance in these venues. So losing the Toby Jug is for us a sort of a symbolic thing as well. Not only have we lost an important piece of our local heritage and our story, we've actually lost an opportunity as well.
So what's the plan to mark this big milestone?
We hope that it will mark the start of a year of celebration. And it's a celebration not just of Bowie, it's actually a celebration of the value of the suburbs and the way in which creativity continues to go on. So we'll be hosting and holding in partnership a number of events during the year that we hope will allow people to come out and celebrate. But on the 10th of February, we will have something special happening, both at Waterloo Station and at Tolworth Station. And I'm afraid at this point, we can't give you much more detail than that because part of the joy will be the surprise of it all. But I think what we're finding and what is wonderful is people get it. They realise that this was an important moment and something we really should celebrate and allow local people to feel proud of the fact that Tolworth was this place of invention.
And it's not, you know, it's Kingston as a whole, isn't it? And also Richmond. I mean, in Richmond we've got Eel Pie Island.
Well, we did a fascinating project with Creative Youth, the local charity, called Kingston RPM, which was Records, People and Music. And that started looking initially at when Glenn Miller's band came over during the war and then took us through to the start of the 70s. And we had an exhibition at the Rose Theatre, and people who run the Liverpool experience, the music experience there, came down and said to us, you have as much musical history here in this part of Southwest London as Liverpool has. Why have you never done anything with it? And apart from being incredibly guilty, that was like, why haven't I done anything? And then you realise, actually, it wasn't up to me. It's up to all of us. But I think you're 100% right. We have got some stories to tell and some songs to sing about how special this place was and continues to be.
What kind of help would you want to get it on a national stage?
We will be doing another project towards April of next year, which will be picking up on the history of music from the 70s in this area. And we will love people to come forward with their stories, what they saw, perhaps memorabilia, ticket stubs, photographs, etc. We need to put together a really strong narrative that celebrates the beauty and wonder of what was performed here. And we need the venues now making it feel live. Heritage is pretty rubbish when it just feels as though it's set in aspic and you go back to worship it. What we really want to do is capitalise on the fact that we haven't run out of creativity, we haven't run out of talented people, we haven't run out of people wanting to write and perform songs. What we are losing is where you do it. And here's our chance to change that.
And I'm guessing that you might not be able to say too much about this because it's tied in with the surprise, but the Toby Jug isn't there anymore. Are there plans to mark the event when Ziggy Stardust was born with a plaque or a monument?
There are plans to celebrate it. You're absolutely right. We won't at this point say what it is, but I hope it will be a lot better than a plaque. I hope it will be something that may, you know, I mean, what Ziggy did, when the Starman landed, we were all amazed, and we need a celebration that amazes people again. But as I say, it isn't just about Bowie, it's actually about all of those musicians, some of whom we'll have never heard of because they appeared, they did their bit, and they didn't take off. But they're as important in this story as Bowie is.